Mimzaz bozes minay. She doesn't like him, it could be. Rashi says, Boishimenu. She's embarrassed from him. So here it could be a good svara that they could live together for 30 days and maybe didn't live with her yet. So Rabbi Yossi could be Maita Tal Mishnah. When does Rabbi Yossi say if they're alone for sure they live together that bia? That's only by regular chosin and kala, where they had kedushin together and they had nesuyin. So avad, if they're alone now, avad will have bia together. Masha, you can hear with your brother-in-law, you're embarrassed from him, he's not the same. Here it could be for 30 days it takes till they'll have bia. So Mar says, so what did the Mishnah say? The Rabbi says, we believe her that he did not have bia with her, and therefore we force him to give her chalitza. Why? Why do we force him to give her chalitza? Her complaint is that he never made yibum. So why don't we force him to do the mitzvah yibum? Mashma, she wants yibum. So why don't we force him better to make yibum? Why don't we force him to give her chalitza? So Rav answers, our Mishnah is talking about b'shegita yotze mitachas yoda. It means the husband gave her a get. So Rashi b'shegita yotze shenosam lo get. Hukasako daiter get gomer libiyosahu. The Avimina is that the husband holds that he did live with her already, and therefore he was kind to her. She's a regular wife to him now, and when he wants to get rid of her, he has to give her a get. So since she's holding a get, we can't force him to make yibum. That no. Like Masach Rishosa, we don't force him anymore to make yibum. Like there's no mitzvah yibum. According to that, they have a get, there was a mitzvah yibum already. So what are we afraid of? What she says. She says, though, that he never made yibum yet, and she wants chalitza. So for chalitza, we believe her. But we can't force them to live together if she has a get. He's saying, vice versa, the opposite. So therefore, we can't force them to live together. Therefore, we only force them to give her chalitza. Meis, we have a kashra on this. Says Yevoma Shomra. If Yavama comes to Bezdin and complains that we're together for 20 days already, and he never had bia with me yet, he wasn't kind to me, I'm still a Yavama. Whether he agrees, he argues, and he says, I did have bia with her. Whether the Yavam now comes and says, no, he denies it, or he agrees with her. He says, true, I didn't have bia. Is kaifen oisa shiachutz lo? Still, we forced him to give chalitza. So here's going to be a kasha. If he himself agrees that he did not have bia with her yet, so she's mama still a yivama now. So if so, why don't we force him to give her yibum? Why do we only force him to give her chalitza? Like here, he can't say she has a get. If he himself agrees he never lived with her yet, he can't give her a get. They would never have to do. They never had yibum yet. Right? What about liachas shloishim yoim? Let's say she first complained after 30 days, then we don't believe it so fast. We say like for sure Chazaka, he did have beer with her, and then only Mavakshin Emanuel Yachutz Lo. We only ask him, nice, if you want to do her a favor, give her chalitza. But we can't force him to give chalitza, because we don't believe her. If they were alone together for 30 days already, most probably they did have beer, and most probably he was Mekayim already, mitzvah yibum. So therefore the din is only, we ask him nicely to give chalitza. Now, he I meris nivalti. She says, we did have bia. Vu I maloi bialti. And he says, no, I did not have bia. Is a reza yaitzi beget. In such a case, what? You have to give her a get. And she says, what? Nivalti, we had bia together. Vu I maloi bialti. Is a reza yaitzi beget. She has to go out with a get. Because according to what she says, that they did have bia, so it's his wife. So Mela Chalitza doesn't know anymore. You have to give her a get. So therefore, you have to give her a get. She has the right to ask for a get. Rashi says, Yoytzi beget. In bo lo tziya daya beget. Why? He nemenis. Because she's believed. Tekuli aylai mukim. Like after 30 days, if she says, we did have bia, for sure we believe her. And therefore, he has to give her a get. What about tuwai me bialti? He says we had bia. Viyoy meris lo nevalti. And she says, no, we did not have bia. Is Afa P Shechozav Yomar Loi Bialti, even though what? He also changes his mind now and says Loi Bialti, still, Tzara Get Vachalitza. In such a case, we tell him to give her a get, because what? First he said he did have Bia. So according to what he first said, it's his wife already. So now to get rid of her, you have to give her a get. But what does she say? She says Loi Nevalti. So since she says Loi Nevalti, Therefore, she has to still have chalitza. So we tell him, give a get and give chalitza. So now, here the kasher is then, that lechura, why do you have to give chalitza now? Why don't we have to give yibum? Like we're saying now, give her a get and chalitza. Masmi, she doesn't have a get yet. So lechura, she says, lo nevalti, why don't we force him to make yibum? And he is also, he's being chayzav yom lo nevalti. So back to the original kasher. You see, even though she does not have a get yet, still we did not tell him to make yibum. Why not? So my Rabbi Ami, Rami says, no. Pshan the Brice is like this. Tzricha chalitza im gita. Again, we're talking about that she did receive a get already. She's holding a get in hand. So since she has a get in hand, we can't tell them to make yibum, because if she has a get, she's not a yibomer anymore. So therefore, we tell her to give chalitza. Because according to what she's saying, she never had bia, she's still a yibomer. But what he is saying is, no, we live together, right? I gave you a get already. So therefore, more than chalitza, we can't force him to give her. Then, if there's no get involved right now, then we would believe her, that she says, lein nevalti, and then we would force him to make yibum. Ravashi Yom Ravashi says like this, Hosam get lizikosoi. Before we're talking about that they have a get, lizikosoi. The get was not the pshat to get for else he made bia ready, and it's his wife. But Adrab, before he made bia, he gave her a get for the zika. Therefore, he can't, now that's pshat al Mishnah. That's why it's only kaif nesha shiachlitz, to give chalitza. But yibam they can't do, because he gave her a get for the zika. So it's like the rabbonim deka chalitza, so you can't make yibam anymore. But hochrov here, get libiyosoi. Here we're talking about you have to give her another get libiyosoi, so there's no stira. You have to take and give her a get and chalitza. Why don't you give her yibum? Because we're talking about she has already get before for her zika. So yibum for sure you can't do. So therefore, we have to force him to give chalitza. But he also has to give a get, because what he says is that he had be with her, so according to him, she's his wife, so he has to give her a get. Mor says now, hanu shnehim, moidim diyos lakayim derova. They both agreed that they did have bia. They came in front of Rava. They both agreed that they did not live together. She complained he never had bia with me yet, and he also agreed that he never had bia with her yet. So what should we do? So Amulurova chaloitzu chotzula v'shola tigra. Give a chalitza and let it go out. Amulurashavi the Rava. I v'atanya tzricha get v'chalitza. Before we said you have to have a get also, not only chalitza. Or Malay, Tanya, Tanya. If you learn like that in Chlami, then maybe you're right. That's called Tanya, Tanya. Boy minei, hoin, v'reid Rav Nachman mid Rav Nachman. Hoin, Rashi said that, kach shmoi, person's name. So hoin asked the Shaila to Rav Nachman, that's Ros Mao. What's going to be the loch in the tsar in such a case? So Rashi says about Yevoma Shekonsa Yovam. The Niftarot Sarasa. In the regular portion of the case that they made Yibum, so the Tzara goes out free. Now the Yomra Yivam Liachas Man Leinavalti. Now the Yivam comes and complains and says, no, the Yavam never married me yet, never made Yibum. Is Mal Yesa Tsarasa of Nadibura Shozu? Is the Tzara allowed to still get married? The Tzara up until now was on the assumption that this Mitzvah Yibum was taking place already. Therefore, she's not a Yivamer anymore. She can get married to somebody else. But now the original Yavama, the other wife, complains and says, no, the Yavam never made beer with me yet, so there's never a Kima Mitzvah Yibum, so the Tzara Lechura should be now a Yavama Lashuk, she should not be allowed to get married. Amalei, he answers back, no. Means like Rashi says, that we take care of the one that complains and says she didn't have beer, is because she, Shavya Nafsha, she's talking about herself, that she did not have bia, but it's only for herself. Ma'ashenkin for the other one. Avad et techeska sakoynis asisha boili alta. Stam mezoy for somebody else for the tzara. The tzara has a right to say that for sure the yovam did make a mitzvah yibum. Because usually the chazaka is whenever they got together and they know it's the yovam and yivama that for sure they got together l'shem mitzvah bia that they had a yibum. So the tzara avad has a right to get married. Just this Yavama, that she complains to Beis Din, and she says, he never had beer with me, so she is like Shav Yanasha, for herself Beis Din believes her, and that's why Beis Din tells the Yavam, please give her Chalitza. The two cases, the Torah question, Lachash question, whether we force him, or whether we ask him. Then the Mishnah says, Hanaderas Hano, in the case where an Isha, when her husband is still alive, makes a neder, I do not want to have any enjoyment for my brother-in-law. So she didn't mean it l'shem Yibum, Stam, her husband was alive. She doesn't like the brother-in-law. She didn't want to have anything to do with the brother-in-law. Tanan Nosim, we went to Gemara in the Dorm like this. But we shine at the beginning. Hayoimim, they used to say, Shalosh Noshim Yoitzois, three ladies go out, get a get, for they tell us Ksuba, and they get a Ksuba from the husband. The husband has to give them a get and pay the Ksuba. Hayoimeres Tineya Nilucho. If Anisha says that she's Tineya, that means she says she has nus with another man. So Rashi says, Tameani Lachor, Rashi says, so why does she get a ksuba? Like if she's a saita, she wouldn't get a ksuba. So Rashi says, we're talking about a meshes kayin. In other words, she's married to a kayin. And she says that another man was manas me, forced me. So the locher is, by an eshes Yisrael, she's mutter to her husband. But an eshes kayin, if she was forced to live with another man, she's also labaila. So in such a case, the kayin has to give her a get, but the kohen has to give her a ksuba also, because it's not her fault. She always tying a mazel gorm istap chasadeyu. It's like it's because of your mazel it happened. So in such a case, when the eishes kohen tells the husband somebody was ma'anasa, forced her to live with him, it's not her fault. So she has to have a get because the kohen is also to her now, but she gets a ksuba. What about she says hashemayim beni lebeinoch? She says what the shemayim is between me and you. So Rashi says, that Gluyav Yadul Afonov, Shenach Niska Gli Kederach Neyodim. He doesn't live with me like normal people. V'yein Ish, Eid Leochiach Ben Shinenu. Like there's no aid over here. That's what she's saying. Ashemayim, like the Eivish knows, Beni Lebenoch, that something's doing here that you never have beer with me the right way. So therefore she's complaining she wants to get. So the din is we believe her, look at Chila, and she gets a get with the ksuba. And then the second case is Netula ni minayudim. She's taken away from all the Jews, Rashi says, that means Nodrahi, she made a neder. She like Tiboyali Yehudim. She's not going to have any beer to any Jew. Now, Mida Oskra Nasha Kuli Alma, since she asked herself on the whole world, what's the pshat? Shemar Mina, we see from here that Tashmish Koshala. That it's very hard for her to have Tashmish. The Anusi, and she's like forced now, it's not her fault. She's sick, something's wrong there, that she can't have Tashmish there. Lefikas Matelas Ksubasa. Therefore we say it's not her fault, it's like Minashmaim, she got sick, and she has a good time now, she can't stay married, because the Tashmish hurts her. So therefore she has the right to complain for a get, and the husband has to give her a Ksuba. That's the way it used to be. But Chazru Leimer, then the Beis Din changed their mind and said like this, we're afraid that a lady sometimes is going to fall in love with another man, and she wants to get rid of her first husband. So she'll make up these three stories in order to get rid of her first husband. So therefore the Chum doesn't believe her anymore. Ella, the case is like this. If the Eishes Kohen says, you should know my husband, a man was minus me. We don't believe her. We're afraid she just wants to get to live with somebody else. So we tell her now, Tovi Rilet Vareho, you first prove it. Go bring Adam that saw that somebody was minus you. And then I'll give you a get. Right in the second case that she complains, Hashemayim Beni Lebeinoch, that she complains that he's not acting normal, Vishas Tashmish. So therefore she wants a get. She's complaining he's not acting normal. So we say, Yasu Derech Takosha. We tell her, talk to him nicely and ask him nicely to change. Who knows, we don't believe her so fast. We make up, we're afraid she's making up a story. So we ask her, please talk to your husband nicely, maybe he'll change. Don't ask for a get so fast. Weiter, Netula ani min ha-yudim. Let's say she says, I'm also to everybody. So he says, Yefer chelkoi, that he has to be made for his chelkoi. Like in the neder that she made, was him. She said she won't have tashmus with anybody. So the husband has a right to be made for that neder. He's made for a chelkoi. And therefore he's allowed to live with her. She still lost it to the rest of the world, but with him though, she's mutter. Yeah. Right. What? The husband. But she's still married to the first husband. And she tells the husband, I'm making a neder now that I'm not going to have tashmis with anybody. So first we believe that to say, what she meant to say is that tashmish is hard. So male doesn't help to be made for, because she's not going to have tashmish, so not going to stay married. But then they're afraid, no, she's only a baba meister, she's saying. Really, she has another boyfriend. So we tell her, no, we don't listen to her. We tell the husband to be made for and to still try and see, like, if she sees she can't get away with it, she'll be maskim then. Now the Gemara says, Shaila, Iboiliyu, Netula ni mina Yehudim, Liyova maho. She made this neder to say she can't have tashmas with anybody. What's going to be if then the husband dies? Is she mutter to the yovim or not? Rashi, mi asir liyovim, mifnei shenodar zeh, mifnei neder zeh shenodar, b'chaya b'ayil eloi. Does the first neder asir on the yovim? Mi masko adaito demayis b'ayil of nofla kaim yovim? Do we say it enter the mind that maybe a husband will die and she'll have to live with the yovim, so she meant at the beginning to ask the yovim also? Eloi, maybe she never thought about that. Like she, as far as she's concerned, the husband's not going to die. So at most she'll get a gift. She's also to the brother anyway. So she never had in mind to ask her the yovim. So that's the shiloh. When she made this neder not to live with anybody, did she include the yovim also or not? Rav Amar yovim ain't a kabal. The yovim is not like the baal. She did not mean the yovim. Therefore, the yovim does not have to be made for. The yovim is mutter. She didn't have das. He doesn't need a net. He doesn't need a heter. Shmuel says, no, Yovim are really kabal. The Yovim is the same thing like the baal, that the Yovim also needs a heter. He has to be made for the nether. Omer Abaye, Sabaye says like this. Kavos said the Rav Mistarva. It's more Mistarva like Rav, that the Yovim is not also. This now we learn like this. If the Isha, when her first husband was still alive, made a neder not to have any enjoyment from her brother-in-law. In such a case, we force him later to give a chalitza. In other words, the neder is good. She made it when her husband is still alive. So what she meant to say is not the patra from Yibum, but she really meant it. She doesn't like the brother-in-law. So then when the husband dies, we can't tell the brother-in-law to make yibum. He's also with her. We tell her to give chalitza. Now, via misa, the maskadaita, if you say that what she thinks about what's going to happen after the husband dies,